Chapter 90 Half-Built Houses. Every night I went exploring underground with Auri. I saw many interesting things, some of which may bear mentioning later, but for now suffice to say that she showed me all the vast and varied corners of the underthing. She took me to downings, vaults, the woods, delving, cricklets, tenors, candlebear. The names she gave them, nonsensical at first, fit like a glove when I finally saw what they described. The woods didn't resemble a forest in any way. It was just a series of crumbling halls and rooms where ceilings were propped up with thick wooden support beams. Cricklet had a tiny trickle of fresh water running down one wall. The moisture attracted crickets, who filled the long, low room with their tiny songs. Vaults was a narrow hallway with three deep cracks running across the floor. I only understood the name after watching Auri jump all three in quick succession to make it to the other end. It was several days before Auri took me to Belows, a maze of intersecting tunnels. Despite the fact that we were at least 100 feet below ground, they were filled with a steady, rushing wind that smelled of dust and leather. The wind was the clue I needed. It let me know I was close to finding what I'd come here looking for. Still, it bothered me that I didn't understand the name of this place. I knew I must be missing something. "Why do you call this Belows?" I asked Auri.
"That's its name," she said easily.
The wind made her fine hair stream out behind her like a gauzy pennant.
"You call things by their names. That's what names are for."
I smiled, despite myself. "Why does it have that name? Isn't everything here below?" She turned to look at me, head cocked to one side. Her hair blew around her face, and she brushed it back with her hands.
"It's not Belows," she said. "It's Belows."
I couldn't hear the distinction.
"Belows?"
I asked, puffing out my cheeks as if blowing out air. Auri laughed, delighted.
"That's peace," she grinned. "Try for more."
I tried to think of what else made sense. "Belows?" I made a gesture with both arms as if working a forge bellows. Auri thought about that for a moment, looking up and tilting her head back and forth.
"That's not as good. This is a quiet place."
She reached out a small hand and took hold of the edge of my cloak, pulling it out to the side so the slow wind caught it, filling it like a sail. Auri looked up at me, grinning as if she'd done a magic trick. "Belows, of course," I grinned back, laughing. That minor mystery put to rest, Auri and I began a meticulous investigation of Belows. After several hours, I began to get a feel for the place, an understanding of which way I needed to go. It was just a matter of finding the tunnel that led there. It was maddening. The tunnels twisted, leading in wide, unhelpful detours. Those rare times when I found a tunnel that stayed true to its course, the way was blocked. Several passages turned straight up or straight down, leaving me with no way to follow them. One passage had thick iron bars driven deep into the surrounding stone, blocking the way. Another grew steadily narrower until it was barely a handspan across. A third ended with a cave-in of tangled wood and soil. After days of searching, we finally found an ancient mouldering door. The damp wood crumbled to pieces when I tried to open it. Auri wrinkled her nose and shook her head.
"I'll skin my knees."
Shining my sympathy lamp past the ruined door, I saw what she meant. The room beyond slanted down until the ceiling was only 3 feet high. "Will you wait for me?" I asked her as I took off my cloak and cuffed up my shirt sleeves. "I don't know if I can find my way up to the top without you." Auri nodded, looking worried.
"Ins are easier than outs, you know. There's tight places you can get stuck."
I was trying not to think of that. "I'm just going for a look. I'll be back in half an hour." She cocked her head.
"What if you're not?"
I smiled. "You'll have to come and rescue me." She nodded, her face as solemn as an earnest child. I put my sympathy lamp in my mouth, shining the red light out against the pitch black.